Welcome to His Ability, a show that speaks out to the handicapped community. Your host is the owner of Aulet Home Care Plus. And now, here's your host, Lynn Suzak.
Hi, this is your host, Lynn Suzak, and my co-host, Mark. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
We are moving into talking about our book that's being published. It's called First Wash the Inside, and we're submitting that for publication, and we'll let you know. We're keeping our audience posted on the development of that and how when that book will be finally in our hands and available. So as we're waiting on that publication to complete and become available so I can really get out there and start promoting that, marketing that, we're talking about it on this program, and we're going to start talking about what it's about. So today we want to focus on one of the main threads in the book, which is that legalism and religious practices are not a relationship with God. And what the damage is with, and I explain that in the book, some of my experiences with that. What that is that the difference between legalism and relationship is...
Relationship, like let's say a relationship between you and me. You know, I want to spend time with you. I want to do things with you. I want to do things for you. I don't do them because that will then make you turn around and do something for me. I do things for you because I love you, and I enjoy blessing you. Legalism is doing things out of obligation, out of debt. Legalism is controlling you with rules and steps and procedures. It's really nothing about relationship. They're so far apart from each other. That's really the basic thread of the book.
Right, and what I share in the book is my experience with having gone into legalism with not even knowing that's what we were doing and trying to control our sin in things that we recognize in ourselves by stopping
actions
or controlling our actions.
Yeah.
Well, we need to first wash the inside, the scripture says, and how to do that is what we talk about in the book. So what we're going to talk about today is the inside. We're going to talk about our motives,
yes,
and that's what the book is about.
Yes, your motives. You know, the Apostle Paul, I'm going to read a scripture here out of 1 Corinthians 14. This is actually 1 Corinthians 13. This is the love chapter. And the word, I'm using the King James, so the word charity is the old English way of saying love. And the Apostle Paul says this, "And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, and I have not charity, it profits me nothing." What this means is, no matter what you're doing, no matter what function you're performing, if it's not blended with love, it profits you nothing.
So when you decide that you like doing favors for people, maybe you're a gift giver or a favor doer. Why are you doing the favors?
Yeah, what are you thinking? What's in your
soul?
Are
you really doing it out of love to, you know, for God because it's coming from your heart? Or, you know, some people actually, unfortunately, do things like that to manipulate others.
Right.
So
now you,
those,
now
that's
you're
an
embedded
ugly
to
thing,
me.
You know.
You know, this goes so deep. This concept is so spiritual in nature. The only real way to see what we're talking about is the next time you do anything, really sit down and think about, why am I doing what I'm... Here's an example. You're at church Sunday morning, the offering basket's coming your way, and you're getting ready to either write your check or go through your billfold or your purse, and you're going to put some money in there. What are you thinking about while you're pulling this money out of your purse? Or out of your wallet,
there's
or
several,
writing a check.
Several options. You may be thinking, I mean, you know, the Bible says to do this, so I'm going to do it.
Right, obligation. I'm supposed to do this. If I do this, I'll be blessed sevenfold. I hear people say that. Are you thinking, well, I want to make sure the person next to me sees how much I'm putting in the offering basket, you know, see what a good person I am?
Mm-hmm.
Are you thinking, well, if I don't put anything in the offering
guilt.
Basket, what are they going to think? You
right.
know,
guilt.
These are all just absolutely torturous thoughts. When you think about it, what we are supposed to be giving for is because we love God. And we want to say, God, you know, thank you so much for this. You've provided my every need.
And trust. It's a big trust issue.
That's right. I have so much faith in you and so much trust in you that I'm not worried about this whatever amount I'm putting in the basket. I'm not worried about needing it later. I have faith.
Because I know you'll give it, you know, you're providing right. for my needs daily. That's a tough issue, Mark, because I personally, that's one of my worry issues. And now the thing about it is we can talk about, and many ministries do, that motives are where it's at, you know, that we need to examine our motives. But when you know, people don't like to do that because they discover that their motives aren't very good.
Their motives are bad.
Or, yeah, I do have guilt. I am doing it out of obligation. Well, the thing is, what do you do when you discover that you have these issues in your heart? We can't fix it ourselves. So you can be relieved about that. It's not really up to you. What your job is to examine yourself, realize what your motives are when you're doing things, especially if you know the wrong actions.
Right.
Why? Just come to asking God, you know, why am I doing this? What is the root?
And God will show you.
And God does absolutely show you. So when
you need to get that circumcised out of your heart.
You need spiritual surgery.
Yeah.
And we describe that in this book.
Yes.
Now, what's the first step, Mark?
Oh, Lord, I don't want to be this way anymore. I hate feeling this way and thinking
prayer.
This. Lord God, please help correct this in me. I don't want to be thinking, you know, I have to do this out of guilt or I'm doing it to earn something.
Well, we've learned that one of the first things we want to do is actually go to the Bible and find a verse that counters this problem.
Right, because that's
the
truth.
So when we find that we have a guilt problem or a trust issue with God, what's off the top of our heads, what's a verse? I will trust in the Lord with all my heart and lean not on my own understanding.
Right.
And also that God is our provider. And if we don't believe that in our hearts, that's not abnormal. It's a common problem. But knowing that you're not really believing that God is providing for you because maybe you've been in, you know, you have been in financial trouble before.
Yeah, you've been in some bad.
Well,
shapes.
Where was God when I was, you know, I'm down and out on and losing job and out of a job? Well, those are issues that you have to bring to the Lord and reconcile with Him. Now, a verse, you know. Actually, speaking out verses does slice through these problems in our heart. It's powerful.
Right. There's two kinds of Greek words to describe the Word of God. There's logos, and I might be saying this one wrong. It's rhema. One is to say that God's Word is thoughts, concepts, words, and a way to share ideas. The other one is that God's Word is powerful. It is a sword. It's used for fighting off the enemy. And what we're talking about is if you have an issue with guilt, let's say, or with feeling that you're obligated to put money in the offering basket, you need a sword. You need God's word to fight off this little lie that's poking at you and pestering you. It is the devil who is the adversary. It is the devil who is going to point to you what a failure you are and all these problems you have in your life. That is not God. That is not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit will tell you, that's okay. You're changing. You're getting better. The Holy Spirit is a positive influence, not a negative influence.
Yeah, He doesn't throw guilt and condemnation on you, but we do hear those things in our minds, and recognizing where they're coming from is the first step.
Right.
Submitting to God, submitting to the truth in the Bible, and on the other hand, resisting the devil is what it's all about. And we resist the devil with the word of the sword. We put up our shield of faith. You know, we have weapons described in Ephesians 6, and we need to learn how to use those.
Right. You have you have a lot of defensive equipment there. You know, your shield, your helmet, your breastplate, your belt, your shoes, and you have two offensive things. You have God's word, which is the sword, and then you have prayer. And your prayer is like an intercontinental ballistic missile. I mean, there's no limit to prayer. Prayer has no space, time, or dimension. You can pray for people in other countries. Prayer is extremely powerful.
But learning how to pray is another thing. You can pray unbelief, and that does not help.
Yes, that is true.
So we need to focus on the word. A lot of these issues are in our book, and I guess every subject that we pick, we're going to go, it's in there, and we'll be telling you more about how to order that when it does become available. But we this book is a step-by-step guidebook on how to help deliver yourself from evil, how to recognize sin and truly repent so that you're not in bondage, how to get out from under addictions. I mean, it's
huge.
Not very big, but it's extremely deep.
It's really deep. I want to share a little something that I have a coworker at work that I recently found out that he's a Christian, and so we've been engaging in spiritual conversations more recently, and it turns out that he's shared with me that he's really got this a bad taste in his mouth from
That's
churches.
It's very common hypocrisy.
Yeah, he sees,
you're watching it.
He sees things in the church that he's just this isn't right. He knows in his spirit, I don't want to be exposed to this anymore, mm-hmm. and so. As we've been talking, of course, the word tells us that we need to be in corporate worship. We need to spend time with other believers because it helps us to strengthen each other. If you're the hand,
iron.
If you're the hand and I'm the foot, and somebody else is the eyes, and we all have to work together to be
a body.
A body. So that's a concept that he understands, but he's like, man, I don't know. There's just so much being taught that I don't agree with.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's not a bad thing to know, but you don't know, how to fix that.
Well, that's, it's interesting because I think this book is going to speak to him huge, because this book talks a lot about some of the misunderstandings that are taught in the church and some of the truths that we believe God has been revealing to us and how to live the biblical life.
It talks about my story of where we became born again Christians out from the Catholic Church and became a group of born again Christians that didn't know how to live in grace because we didn't get rid of legalism. We didn't know how. And when you do that, you become legalistic. You start following rules to try to control your actions and become, what we think God wants us
right.
to be.
Think you're being holy.
Right.
By not
and
doing
so you have
things.
good intentions, but you don't know how to fix it.
Right.
So that's what the book is about. And it explains why people are hypocritical, how to get out from it, how to not be that way. And I think it's going to reach everybody. So
it's going to even speak to the unsaved.
Yep. This is our book that we're publishing. It's First Wash the Inside. It's not available yet. Keep in touch with us, and you'll be hearing about that. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for listening to His Ability. You can email Lynn at life@hisability.com. That's life@hisability.com. Or visit hisability.com. If you're in the need of home health care, please call a Utilee at 734-261-1220. That's 734-261-1220. Thanks for tuning in, and you can hear His Ability every Sunday at 2 p.m. right here on WMUZ 103.5, The Light.